Happy Monday. And welcome to TGIM The 10th. Kaiso Kern here. Kaiso, Calypso, and Soca every Monday. This week we celebrate the birthday of Lord Kitchener. 102 he would have been this year. So we're going to have some fun. TGIM.
Yes, I kept my appointment and enjoy every moment. Certain things I remember that was said by Angela. Darling, I am rather beat. Will you please anoint my feet? Straight away she jumped in bed. As I start, she turned and said,
oh, what?
Kitchy, you so sweet. Keep rubbing my feet. I love it so much. Boy, you got the touch.
What?
Darling, squeeze me there again. I don't mind the pain. Like you did before. Please, rub it in once more. I beg you.
The Grandmaster had the touch. Keith? You're too sweet. Rub it.
Hurry, darling, don't you stop. I think this pain is moving up. Just started to get an ease.
What?
Now it's aching in my knees.
In the knees now.
Move your hand up to the right. Squeeze me there with all your might. Yes, darling, you're right on spot. The only thing it pains a lot. Kitchen, you're so sweet. Keep rubbing my feet.
Probably the two knees.
I love it so much. Kids, boy, you got the touch.
I assume.
Darling, squeeze me there again. I don't mind the pain. Like you did before. Please, rub it in once more. I beg you.
Curly like the way the Grandmaster did it, right? This one's called Kitchy is so sweet. I'll keep it sweet for a little bit now. TGIM.
When Doreen came to my cafe, this is what she had to say. Mister, your pudding is sweet. That's the kind I love to eat.
La pudding.
Ain't it lovely?
La pudding.
Sweet like honey.
La pudding.
Nice and tasty.
La pudding.
Big and juicy.
Tasty. Juicy. Black pudding.
Boy, your pudding is just right. This will have me feeling fit. I could eat up all of it. Ain't it lovely? Sweet like honey. It's a darling. Really tempting.
Now, I've done several shows on the Sparrow. On the Kitchener, sorry. We did band tunes, hits.
Then she turned and said to me,
for this show,
where you got this recipe?
The double entendre.
Surely I won't let it waste. It's the best I ever taste.
Be careful.
And it lovely. Sweet like honey. Nice and tasty. Big and juicy.
And even after all these years, I've listened to these tunes. I don't have all the answers, you know. I don't know. You could help me out and let me know. Black pudding? What could that be?
Do
to be a girl. You gotta throw water on the skull. It's so hot to be a girl. You need ice water on the skull. From Scarborough to Moriah. As if they eat fire, it's only then I knew I was sweet. When I bounce off Mary from Boone Street.
Man, you taste like a lollipop.
Hey.
Man, your waist moving like a dog.
Give me
those are my dog.
Tobago lollipop. The catch. Hey. Don't say guys so crazy.
She teasing me from 2 to 3:30. I try to go, but as I get up, she tell me no. Well, I lose all my patience. At the end, I had no resistance. She keep tormenting me for so. I had to get up and charge a blow.
She say, man, you taste like a lollipop. Man, your waist moving like a top.
Kid, she call, I go ball. Give me.
Don't stop at all. And as usual, folks, I just give you a little taste, huh? Because I want all you to go out there, look for the music. Buy it, like it, stream it, share it. And of course, every Monday, it's TGIM the 10th, right? The Mighty Spoiler sang a song, probably one of his greatest, called The Bed Bug.
What a scream Muriel made. Obviously, she was afraid. What was it? No one knows. But what you think? In Muriel's clothes, it was a bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area.
This ought to be part two. Ah, the spoiler, right? The life and times of a bed bug.
How the bug found the place, no one can tell. It's hard to trace. Her money chest is always shut. But the little bug was right on spot. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure.
Wow.
That bug is really clever to find that area.
By the treasure. I'll give all you one more this one.
This little bug, I understand. He has the sense of any man. He wait until she sung asleep. Into her chest, the villain creep. A bed bug that found himself into Muriel's treasure. That bug is really clever to find that area.
That's what I say. Like a hot dog or a hamburger. By them young ladies, bad now. Since it's bite all you like.
High above the sea, I find myself approaching a higher killer bee. Climbing up a mountain, high above the sea, I find myself disturbing a higher killer bee. They bite me on my chin, bite me on my hand. The noise that they making, it sound like steel band. Because of my love for music, I refuse to run. But the bees were not sympathetic, they sting me for fun.
Boom, boom, killer bee bite.
Well, I'm feeling the pain, but I got in a vibe in the grain. Mama, yo, I start to dance, I start to prance, because the buzzing of the bee formed this beautiful melody. You see,
the bass melody.
Uh-huh. What do you see, take now? You like bite? You mind hear the music? Please stand up there and take it. Noble fella.
Stand up in the bushes. Leaning on a tree, watching all the bruises the beast put on me. I say this is tragic, is it wrong or right? For the sake of music, to take all this bite. Well, this was my problem, should I stay or go? Something tell me leave them, something tell me no. Well, I finally decided I'm going to remain. The beast must be say I'm stupid, they lash me again.
Boom, boom. They bite me,
then
till I they sting me, then
till I
they dress. Boom, boom.
Oh God,
till
I
they choke me,
no more,
then till I they choke me,
too hard.
All over my head.
Well, I'm feeling the pain, but I get in a vibe in my brain. Mama, yo, I start to dance, I start to prance, because the buzzing of the bee formed this beautiful melody.
How it go? Adam. Me personally, I wasn't taking all that advice.
Surely,
I mean, one wrong. That's an accident. A second wrong, I bite by. No. Premeditated. I'm looking for an escape. I'm looking for an escape, yo. How about a river? The Lord Kitchener.
I went to bathe in a river. Miss Elsie was the caretaker. I went to bathe in a river. Miss Elsie was the caretaker. I pay me money to Elsie for good bathing facility. But Fred Azza took me dive in the corner. Deep water near drunk pool kitchen.
The river deep. Don't go and say, guys, you can say, eh? Elsie's river.
I said to Elsie, it's danger. Your river too deep for kitchen. Believe I'm not comfortable. The water is passing me neighbor. You have me frightened, you should know. Darling, I thought your river was shallow. But friend, if you see this thing like the blue sea, that river could swallow Germany.
Deep on. Good.
I turned and said to Miss Elsie, your river not sanitary. Too many young fellas bathe here.
Oh gosh.
Have the place like a thoroughfare. And the grass that grow around the basin, it is dangerous to any person. I stood on the grass to jump in the water. Two blue crab near eat out me finger.
Oh yeah. Number one rule in the tent, eh? Don't go and say guys, okay.
Giving you a reminder. Don't bathe in Miss Elsie River. The price is too heavy and the water is unsanitary. If you try to swim round the corner, you may get bitten by a lobster. Boys, Miss Elsie is stealing $10 1 minute bathing.
I feel Kichada had a problem with the price. But you see me after that river bat. When you swim and think. for some sustenance, right? They're real hungry. After all our wildness. River Lime.
Sparrow, why you teeth me mango? I would like to know. Man, you come in quite indigo. You distress me so. Well, I catch him red-handed. I take him unexpected. Like a kiskidi. The man sprawl on me mango tree.
Hey.
But I tell him, I look, I catch you on me mango long ball.
Coming down, I'm coming down. I'm in kitchen.
Very nice. Catch him like a kiskidi. I know you by your yellow vest, birdie. I wonder what kind of mango it was. Mango verb.
Sparrow, why you teeth me mango? I would like to know. Man, you come in quite indigo. You distress me so. Well, I catch him red-handed. I take him unexpected. Like a kiskidi, the man sprawl on me mango tree. But I tell him, I look, I catch you on me mango long ball.
I'm coming down.
I'm in kitchen.
Oh, God.
I wonder who tell this bold-faced Noarian to come on me ball. Yeah.
I'm coming down. I'm in kitchen.
Don't call me a thief.
Kitchen.
Don't call me a thief.
Kitchen.
Kitchi is the flag woman. Invite me to climb.
Anyway, I'm coming. I want the long kitchy boy, don't red sparrow coming down.
Catch your money, mango. I'm coming. Hey. Not me and all you now. This is the Lord Kitchener. Sir Alwyn Roberts.
This time if you see sparrow like a greedy goat, the man push the whole mango down inside the throat.
Hey.
With the bottom lip lapping and the mango juice dripping. If I didn't flee, the man would have sucked on the mango tree. But the holler, I look, I'll catch you on the mango long ball.
I'm coming down.
I wonder who tell this bold face to where you to come on me bomb. Yes.
I'm coming down.
Don't call me a thief. Don't call me a thief.
Please, ma, please.
Kitchi is the flag woman. Invite me to climb. Anyway.
I'm coming.
It's by invitation.
I won't be long. Kitchi boy, don't fret. Sparrow coming down.
So who mango tree it is? Get you mango tree. The flag lady. What's that, Sparrow? Whoever eat last.
Sparrow, turn and tell me, Kitchi, I gon' talk the truth. Is the flag woman who tell me I could suck the fruit? She say, what is two mangoes to offer a friend? She knows it belongs to she, and she gon' give who she want to be.
Well, there we go.
I catch you on me mango lollipop.
I'm coming down.
I say, make haste, you bold face no area, and stop coming and come.
Where's that little mango?
I'm coming down.
Between friends, right?
Don't call me a thief. Don't call me a thief. Kitchi is the flag of man. Invite me to climb.
But I feel as though.
I'm coming. I won't be long. Kitchi boy, your friend Sparrow coming down.
If Katrina was really serious about protecting this mango, he would have set up something nice. A little fence. Nice gate. You know? He would have had up with all these skills. Keep the place tight.
A calypso lady fan, employ me as a handyman. A calypso lady fan, employ me as a handyman. She say, Kitch, I hope you could turn around good and serve me as you really should. I say, madam, is it serve you say? Well, you get your bed with me night and day, because I'm a handyman in the morning, handyman in the night. Madam, I'm a handyman anytime I see walk, handyman round the clock.
Available 24/7, 365. The Lord Kitchener, the handyman you need.
One night, about 12 o'clock, just so, I decide to do some work. So, I run and I get me broom, and I clean out the madam room. She say, Kitch, what you doing to me? I say, madam, I only making myself handy.
Well, all right.
I know you don't like being interrupted, but it's a long time your room ain't get a brush up.
Hey.
Madam, I'm a handyman in the morning. I'm a handyman in the night. Handyman, anytime I see work. Handyman round the clock.
24/7. I mean.
She say, Kitch, I don't think it's right. Tell me, why you like to walk at night? I say, madam, you see when the weather cool, it's easier to use me tool. She say, but Kitch, you can't see to do it neat. I say, madam, I don't have to see to eat. And for the time I'm using this broom, I could shut my eye and clean out your room. Madam, I'm a handyman in the morning. I'm a handyman in the night.
Hey.
Handyman, anytime I see walk. Handyman round the clock.
I know what else available around the clock. TGI Am The Tent. Available on the podcast. Apple Podcasts. Amazon Podcast.
Sleeping.
And brand new.
Sweeping.
We on YouTube now.
I hurry to finish.
So please remember to go across there.
Sweeping and a brushing.
And like and subscribe.
Sleep, Kitch, I cannot rest. I feel something crawling under me like.
Oh gosh.
I say, madam, don't worry to fret. The broom slip under the coverlet. Madam, I'm a hand.
And of course.
In the morning, I'm a hand.
Our host.
In the night. Handyman, anytime.
Podomatic.com.
Handyman, round the clock.
TGI Am The Tent. Kaiso, Calypso, and Soca. All right, don't get too much of sweetness now. Too much sweetness.
I like orange and apple too, but if they're sour, it wouldn't do. So my girlfriend brought one for me. It was sour as can be.
Girl, your apple sour, can't you get it sweeter?
If you're coming later, you better bring some sugar to please Kitchener.
Hold for so. Bring a little, a pinch of teaspoon out.
Well, her apple looks so juicy, big, tremendously. So I bite it so greedily, but the taste discouraged me.
Girl, your apple sour, can't you get it sweeter?
Yes, if you coming later, you better bring some sugar to please Kitchener.
A little sugar. Sweet and low. Brown. Granulated.
So the next day, she came again, and she told me, do not complain. But her apple was no sweeter, for it tasted like vinegar.
Girl, your apple sour, can't you get it sweeter?
Yes, if you coming later, you better bring some sugar to please Kitchener.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Again, folks, this tent we're celebrating the 102nd birthday.
Well, it's one thing
of the Lord Kitchener.
Hungry.
The Grandmaster.
Starving. Really hungry. And her apple appears so sweet. It's a pity
I couldn't eat.
Yo-yo, apple sour, can't you get it sweeter?
If you coming later, you better bring some sugar to please Kitchener.
Born in the borough of Arima in 1922. King of the road, the Lord Kitchener. And I know you like this tempo. But let me get some young knee stuff right now. We staying with the horn though. Horn Miss Sandra. Story time.
Some people may say a man, some people may say a van, but the truth will set you free. I feel good when the woman honey me.
Honey Sandra, I beg you to honey me.
Darling, honey me every day.
Honey Sandra, I want you to honey me.
I don't care what people say.
Honey Sandra, I beg you to honey me.
Do the honey all about.
Honey Sandra, I want you to honey me.
Give them things to run them out.
Let them talk. It don't matter. Bring horn.
Sandra, darling, can't you see? This really brings joy to me. Every time I get a horn, I just feel like singing on and on.
Honey, Sandra, I beg you to horn me.
Got you ready, pleasing me.
Honey, Sandra,
the power of horn.
Want you to horn me.
Horn me with Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Horn me, Sandra, I beg you to horn me.
Give nobody satisfaction.
Horn me, Sandra, I want you to horn me.
Tell them you get my permission.
And I realize what he's so good. Is in right now. But I know horn. Horn and less. I want more. Remember number one rule in the tent. Don't go and say guys are going to say. Attribute this to the grandmaster. But you see, the problem is.
This I really want to know. Why some men don't get on so?
It is ask for things.
Woman might have a fling, but a little horn is really comforting.
Horn me, Sandra.
You ask for it.
Horn me.
You could horn me with brandy.
Horn me, Sandra.
You call for it.
Horn me.
You know you like everything free.
Horn me, Sandra.
I wouldn't get it.
You could get calendar a play.
Horn me, Sandra. I want you to horn me.
When you get it, it's a different story, right? Same thing with your chest. And the chest strapping. Only kitchen this week. Only kitchen.
Tell me river wrong. Tell me river right. Tell me river shouldn't put.
And that's why we do it.
I come out from wood. Tired like a mule. I could see this woman really taking me for a fool. She gone in a bath, the pot gone off her soul. I hungry like hell, how to find she will I know. All I hear,
she jumping up inside a bath.
Uh-huh.
She cries, yeah, drop, I understand.
Everybody right. Had to say, how does she tingle it?
And she digging so, like a 10-year-old.
Mama, yo.
She wind up, come, she get on back. She may say dumb, she must be mad.
She hear the beat of a steel band and the simple song of a horn. What she do?
She leave the pot on the fire and she go.
She hear the beat of a steel band and the simple song of a horn. Leave the pot on the fire. and she gone. What is you ask for that? You requested that. Slippy Ann.
I start to look wrong. Me belt in my hand. I say, well, I want to see she jumping up in some band. I search all the crowd, the big and the small. I search in me, I turn red, but I can't see her left at all. But I get a red, she jumping up with so low. Time I reach the band, they say she now gone with Tokyo. All I hear,
she jumping up inside of.
Look at that one.
She cries her drop.
You see, Anne?
Everybody had to say, how they see she dingle
it. And she dig it so,
ah, boy.
Like a 10-year-old.
Mama, yo.
She wind down tongue.
I hear she in Yuma.
Come back. She busy down. She must be.
There is Yuma.
She hear the feet of a steel band and the simple song.
Ah, boy.
On. She leave the pot on the fire and she go.
In tribe. All that time. Spirit. And then she passed through Etienne Band. Because I know it's only one day. But here with all that search and find, Kitchener end up bouncing up something, you know. He didn't leave empty handed.
I thought I saw my pussycat crossing Charlotte Street. I couldn't swear whether it was the right pussy I meet. But just as I was making sure, up came a young lady. Mister, what are you looking for? That pussy belongs to me. It's my pussy. I saw my pussycat crossing Charlotte Street. I couldn't swear whether it was the right pussy I meet. But just as I was making sure,
up came a young lady.
Mister, what are you looking for? That pussy belongs to me.
It's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy.
How you know that is?
It's my pussy.
How you know that is yours?
I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she. Don't touch me pussy at all.
Crossing Princess Charlotte Street. I swear that is my TGIM.
I said you sound intelligent, but I won't fall for that.
Mm-mm.
You must show me some documents to prove this is your cat. So useless you keep telling me that she belongs to you. Madam, you don't understand, my pussy is missing too. It's my pussy.
So there we go.
It's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy. It's my pussy. I feed her.
Kitchen I'm missing.
Raise her from small.
My city lady belong to her.
She don't touch me pussy at all.
Case of mistaken identity. I mean, you should know what you are.
She dipped into her leather bag and brought something to show. She did in fact obtain this gap 11 months ago. So if you are dissatisfied and need more proof from me, Mister, I could take you home and show you the pedigree.
It's my pussy. It's my pussy.
Mister, I could take you home.
My pussy.
And show you the pedigree.
I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she. Don't touch me pussy at all.
But apparently, it might have happened. You know? It might have happened.
came for one night with kitchen. She seems of a decent character. But when I woke up in the morning, my wife pretty nighty was missing.
Come back with me, white nighty.
Cynthia, you know it's dishonesty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
TV night. TV night.
She said she was cold and feeling sick. I thought I should be sympathetic. I took the responsibility to lend her my wife pretty nighty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
Darling, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
The Honorable Kitch. The young lady.
We had a few glasses.
Something that don't belong there.
And went to bed feeling merrily.
She called
me. And I got up from the romance, looking for the girl, no appearance.
Come back with me, white nighty.
Come on.
Yeah, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Come on, come on.
She said she came over to study. Her father is a major in the army. I naturally had no suspicion when I heard the lady's position.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
Come back with me, white nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
But apparently that wasn't the full story. Huh? That was part of the story.
My wife is now in the continent, expect to be back any moment. And what will be my explanation in facing this rough situation?
Come back with me, white nighty.
Cynthia, you taking a liberty.
Come back with me, white nighty.
I am going to charge you for larceny.
That's not the full story. But folks, before I tell you the rest, remember folks, you can join in the live audience. TGIM is recorded live every Monday from about 9 p.m. You can link with us on Facebook, TGIM The Tent, and of course on Instagram, TGIM The Tent. And of course, brand new TGIM The Tent is available on YouTube, TGIM The Calypso Tent, so make sure to like and subscribe. And now the final chapter of the story. It wasn't that she wanted to leave. Eh? It wasn't that she ran off with it. She was forced to run out with it. TGIM. She had to run out. When the kitch was given, she had to drop home. Anyway, yes.
Me pipi ran out of gas. I couldn't make a note. Well, that was old man. Dorothy was so fed up. She couldn't understand why the car should stop. I told her this was a small matter of which I'm going to explain.
But of course she wasn't waiting.
Call the car and call me never again.
Kid, you be bitter old. You be bitter old. Well, you come with me. Kid, you be bitter soul. You be big and old. It was gonna snip.
Was gonna snip. She could have, just give it a little push. That'd be a manual. Put it in neutral.
I tell she, well, girl, listen. I just want to state how the thing happened. She tell me, man, go away. I don't want to hear what you got to say. You suddenly made me embarrassed. You put me out of my stride. You
half that pee-pee, run out of gas as I start to enjoy the ride.
Here's your pee-pee to home, your pee-pee to cold, and look how it feels. Slow, your pee-pee can go, it's worse than a snail.
Old, cold, slow, can't go, worse than a snail. Hurtful.
I say, darling, from real good source, you should never dam the bridge that you cross. Your memory confuses me. You seem to forget.
Remember?
Very easily.
When it pee-pee was?
Yesterday going to Maracas, me pee-pee had you rocking.
Well, all right.
It's only 24 hours past, you criticizing the thing.
Come on. They can't remember. A long drive. And we make stops. Folks, my name is Kaiso Kern. This is TGIM, the Calypso Tent. Kaiso Calypso and Soca on a Monday. We celebrated the Grandmaster.
She told me, my dear Kitchy, it's my time to talk, so listen to me. Admitting the ride was sweet, you must bear in mind, it wasn't complete. We only had half a mile to go. Imagine the sensation. Well, why your pee-pee should break down so before me destination?
Hey, your pee-pee to old, your pee-pee to cold.
We can walk the rest.
And look how it feels.
I'll hold your hand.
Hey, your pee-pee to slow.
Folks,
your pee-pee can move.
Remember, plant love.
It's worse than a snake.
Let peace grow. Have a great week. I'll play some Kitchener.